Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Happy Veterans Day. Not sure how I feel about this song.
I'm sorry.
No. Nothing to apologize for.
Yeah, I just kind of threw together some... I have some interesting bumper music folders that I kind of glean from. And today I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw this whole folder in there.
Yeah, good.
We'll see what happens.
No, the opening song always, to me... I'm sure I'm the only one, sort of sets the mood, and I like that song, but it's a little soft.
A little. I knew that would get a reaction.
It's just a tad on the floppy side.
Oh, man.
I always forget about you. I apologize. I mean, I know that you're my metal guy.
Yeah.
And I know that when I play Van Halen and stuff, you're cool.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, I forget that you're probably just seething.
It's fine. No, it's fine. I've been living with it my whole life.
That's true. So again, happy Veterans Day to all who have served and who currently serve. Every time I do a veterans event or I speak to a group of veterans, I always say the same thing. And I'll say it now. The Constitution, as genius as it is not worth the paper it's printed on without the United States military for the last 250 years being there to back it. You know, it's 2025, and you'd like to think, like, no one's invading anybody anymore. Yeah. And if we didn't have our military, you don't think they would invade us tomorrow? Of course they would. So, thank you for all you do.
Absolutely.
Staying ready, even when there's no immediate threat. Like, always staying sharp, right?
Yeah. You're here. I mean, look. Nothing wrong with being the biggest kid on the block.
That's right. You just know something about that.
Yeah. I wish.
I do want to encourage people, next time you're in downtown St. Louis like we're on the edge of turning into downtown West or Midtown, but the St. Louis Veterans Memorial is 100% worth stopping in and paying your respects and just enjoying this beautiful property and
easy parking.
They have. Yeah,
easy
absolutely.
In and out. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right there. I don't know why I felt so proud about that. I can see
out a window.
Let me ask you this, Dave. Yes. So this has been a bit of a debate amongst all of us here. Just past the memorial, you can see, I guess it's like an eternal flame type of monument. Has that always been on fire? Or has it just been like in the past like week and a half?
You see it? You see the flame?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
So you see the structure there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this.
Burning.
However long it's been there, I have not noticed it.
We all just noticed it, and so we're like, there's no way that it's always been there. If there was an active fire over there for the last 5 years.
You make it sound like there's an inferno. It's like this little, it's like a grill at the top.
Fire is fire, brother.
I'm going to do some research.
Yeah.
There you go.
We could probably walk over there and look at the panel and see when it was put up.
That's an excellent idea.
I'll go do that now.
All right.
You guys just fill in for me. It's also a big day today at 2 p.m. We have our friends from Hardee's and Operation Food Search coming in. We are live right now with Hardee's and Operation Food Search. And as you know, if you are an old school DGS fan, we've been doing this for 7 years. And our total to date is $638,296. And we really, really want to get to $700,000 by Christmas, which is typically when it closes up, right? So all you need to do is go to Hardee's and get whatever you're going to get. Buy whatever your choice is at Hardee's. They should ask you to donate a dollar to get a sticker. We have a limited edition DGS. I think we did the 25th anniversary. I haven't seen them yet. Mm-hmm. Bumper stickers. And just know that you can, if they don't ask you, please ask them. You know, sometimes it takes a little ramping up, you know, for the Hardee's staff to get with what we're doing. And but you can also give $5, $10, $100, and it's going to go straight to Operation Food Search. If you happen to go between now and Christmas to operationfoodsearch.org and make a donation, there's a little area where you can just put in DGS, and that way we make sure it gets earmarked to us. What we've done for the past 7 years with the show is we fund a couple of schools for Operation Backpack, and we'll talk about this more in an hour, but just the quick and dirty on it is that sadly there are school children out there that they figured out a few years ago that they would get supplemental lunches and, you know, free breakfast and things like that. But when they would go home on the weekends, they would come back and they would have lost weight because they were not eating. Mm. So they started this program where they pack up a backpack for the child and for that child's siblings so that they have nutritious food for the weekend. And you guys have funded a couple of schools every year for the past 7 years.
Pretty great.
Very proud of yourselves.
Yeah. Pretty great.
It's my favorite thing that we do
here. Yeah.
It feels so good and so rewarding.
Yes.
To be a part of this. And I'm telling you now, if you volunteer any of your money or any of your time, you're going to feel incredibly rewarded by doing so.
Yes. And Hardee's is good AF.
Yeah.
Hardee's is really good. I heard talk, from our fast food reporter about a Rizzler meal, which is very important to me. I don't know much about it, but I will be eating it.
But it is important to you.
Wait, what's important about it to you?
I love the Rizzler.
Who's the Rizzler?
You don't know the Rizzler?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to do this again.
Okay, so anyway, remember the Costco guys, Kevin?
Yeah.
This was a kid they hung out with, and everybody thought that he was a part of a family because he was always with the dad, AJ, and the son, Big Justice. And then it turned out that he wasn't part of the family. He was just a kid they knew that they would hang around with. But he was this little rotund little fella who would make stupid faces like the Riz face.
Is he rich now?
Oh, yeah.
He's richer than anyone in this building could ever dream of being.
This kid has 1.5 million followers on Instagram.
This kid's got brand deals,
what
dog.
In the world? Yes.
He ain't doing the Rizzler meal for free, I'll tell you that much now.
Is he, like, hilarious?
I mean, he's kind of cute.
He's fat.
You watch his videos and you smirk a little and you go, oh, there he goes. He's doing the Rizzler thing.
Good enough.
It's called the Rizzwich meal, and it's a 100% Angus beef patty with melty cheese, bacon, and sourdough. Served with small fries and a shake.
Yeah, I'm in. A fan.
I'm in. Let's go.
I have been sold.
Thank you, Rizzler.
Heavily implied through the promotion that the Rizzler is the one preparing this meal.
Hey, whatever.
Less attractive.
Hey, if he's responsible for the idea, that's a pretty good idea.
And if you donate to OFS, you can see the... No.
What if we can get him to come in?
It'd be awesome.
He lives in New Jersey.
Oh, well. What's he like? Is he like 9?
Get him on a Zoom call.
I have emailed him every single day for the past... No, I'm kidding.
What's he like,
he
9 years
like
old?
9 or 10.
Yeah.
He's younger than he looks.
Yeah,
he looks
nine.
Like he's like, is he 9? Okay.
Born April 16th, 2016.
Rach, you were so sad when you said that.
That
oh
doesn't
my God.
Seem right.
Humans were born in that time.
It is sad, though. He was born in 2016, has no discernible talent, and is richer than any of us will ever be.
Now, to be clear, I don't actually know how rich the Rizzler is. I'm sure it's very, but I don't actually know that for a fact. I'm confident it's very. Can we look up Rizzler net worth?
Just did.
Oh, God.
Let's see. No information.
No information on how much money the 9-year-old is worth.
CelebrityNetWorth.com says... He has a net worth of $1 million.
Not doing too bad, Rizzler.
That's pretty good for 9.
Pretty good for 9.
Go get it,
and
man.
And he's more famous than, like, anyone else.
Get that bag.
He does the Riz face, which is an expression where he squints his eyes while stroking his chin and pursing his lips.
Yeah, no one else can do that.
There's a
all the time.
So for some reason, people just trot the Rizzler out at like events to like meet celebrities. And there's a lot of very funny videos, or usually still photos you can find online of various celebrities' reactions to him. Why am I drawing a blank on her name? Elaine from Seinfeld.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Thank you. Julia Louis-Dreyfus met him not that long ago, and there's a great picture of her looking a little confused as to what exactly he is.
Okay, so...
And why he's standing in front of her making a weird face and stroking his chin.
Who's the Rizzler for? You're a little old for the Rizzler, right?
Well, you could say the Rizzler's for everyone, Dave.
Well, you could, but then you wouldn't be accurate.
I don't...
Here's my question, though. Do you think that the Rizzler ages with you, and when he's 38, you're going to get his autograph? Or is it going to be like when...
It's going to be like Spanky from the
When the beaver grew up and got acne, and you're like, I don't even care about this guy anymore.
I am actually kind of... So what's really shocking is that the Rizzler... As I was kind of alluding with Kevin, the Rizzler was a side character to the Costco guys.
Did he take over?
Yeah, the Rizzler has outlived the Costco. Costco guys are gone. No one cares about them. No one talks about them. No one wants to hear from them. But the Rizzler has now seated them as the... He is the heir. He is the king now. He has staged the Costco coup, and now he runs the show.
See, I do... Okay, we live in a really, really stupid entertainment time. We just do. And we're getting used to it, and who knows what's next. But I've always said, that even before the Rizzler, that if you can do one thing that amuses people, you can make a life out of it. Like, look, how many times on KMOX do we get these crappy concerts coming through where, like, they all had one hit, and they're all 87 now? Right?
It's 47 bands on the ticket, and they all do one song
each.
Yes,
they're 87.
But it's a good song.
Peter Noon died 40 years ago, and they're still propping him up on stage and singing. All he needs one.
Mm-hmm.
That's day one. That's it.
Day one.
Still got to figure out what my one's going to be.
Have you tried the Riz face? Oh, I think we might have found it.
It's going to be called the Wheeler Meal.
The future Rizzler.
It sounds like a Batman villain.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. But a lot less cute.
Wait.
Did let it go.
Yeah.
I think he's cute. I like him.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying he was less cute than the Riddler is what I thought you were saying.
Well, it depends on
the
Riddler.
You can't stand the Costco guys... I think those are actually not great for society, but the Rizzler, that kid has moxie.
Why
I think
are
that kid's
the Costco guys
places.
Bad for him?
They're not I mean, it's just like all they do is go to Costco and eat the Costco food, and then they talk about bringing the... Like, they're not contributing anything that I find actually entertaining, and then the dad is very fame-hungry and, like, pushes his kids into the spotlight.
Unlike the Rizzler's dad.
Well, you know.
But
okay, don't you think that that's kind of part of it? To the degree you pay attention to any of these people, I find that I need my one-hit wonders to be innocent. Once I see that you're just thirsty, I don't care what you do. I'm never going to be entertained by you again. Does that make any sense?
It does, but it's perfectly understandable, but I don't think the other part of it exists. I don't think there is a Rizzler or a Hawk Tua, if you will, that isn't desperate and thirsty for fame. Right?
Well, that's
because
true.
I think you get a little taste of it.
So many of them... happened by happenstance, like the Hawk Tua girl, and then we see what happened with her.
You know what I will say, though? I'll give credit where it's due. Our good friend, Mr. Ken Bone, remember Ken?
Yeah.
Good friend, if you're listening, Ken, hello. He saw that the limelight was fading, and he said, all right, I'm ready to be done with it. I'm not going to try to force myself on everybody. I had my weird 15 minutes of fame where everybody was talking about me, and now I'm ready to...
Is that the red sweater guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Listener to the show.
I have that red sweater.
He has that red sweater?
Mm-hmm.
The
gift.
Mm-hmm.
Look out.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome.
So I've asked you guys this before, but I'm just going to ask it again. Given the way that entertainment is going, and I'll just set it up, my theory. We still have stars. You still got Brad Pitt, George Clooney running around out there. But a huge change in the past 20 years on my watch has been that people seem much more interested in each other and little make-em-ups that they're doing on TikTok and such than they do stars. Do you think this runs its course in 5 or 10 years and people get back to wanting, quote-unquote, professional entertainers? Or is that era kind of gone?
Go ahead.
I mean, we're not watching Sandlot baseball.
I mean, I think that if you're an artist, there's always going to be a place for art. But I don't look at it as like... Because who is the Instagram star really replacing? Like the television sitcom star? You know, I don't think we're going to revert back to like, and now we all watch Everybody Loves Raymond again every night. Like, no, entertainment, as far as like your daily consumption of entertainment, has changed and will continue to change. But I think there's always going to be like feature films and people who star in those movies. But there's the market is just bigger now. There's more room for Rizzler types to go out there and make some money. But you still have all those actors and stuff still making a living.
And I think Rachel is definitely right. I think what we would see is less of a reverting back to a previous form of entertainment, and instead what comes after Rizzler and TikTok and Instagram, we don't even know yet.
Well, okay, this is a kind of a big statement to make, and I'll just say it. I view TikTok, which I am on, way too much. So I partake. I'm not I hate TikTok. But for me, TikTok is 90% addiction and 10% entertainment. If I watch TikTok for 30 minutes, I might be able to tell you one thing I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing might be usable for the show or for my life or what have you. But for the most part, I just do it, I guess, for the same reason that people drink or do drugs or whatever it is. It's just it's now a hobgoblin in my brain.
It's habitual.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 124. Happy Tuesday. Happy Veterans Day. Operation Food Search has started at Hardee's. So if you're thinking about something for lunch or dinner, get out to Hardee's and make a donation to Operation Food Search. That'll be going through. I think our live show is in St. Peter's on the 19th. And those have just become more and more fun over the years. Don't you think, Rach?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
More and more people, more and more of a party. Really, really cool. Yes, we just got a compliment from Tom Ackerman, who I think listens a lot when he's driving home after his 12 p.m. shift. And he was just saying, like, hey, guys, nailed it on the shutdown, and I'm not over it yet. I would be over it, but people keep talking and pissing me off. So I told you that Senator King was one of the cogs to cave in on the shutdown. And by the way, let me just play what he says for us, because it's kind of probative where his mind was.
Why did you decide to vote with Republicans to open the government?
Well, Joe, you have to go back to what the strategy was at the beginning of the shutdown. There were two goals, both of which I support. One was standing up to Donald Trump. The other was getting some resolution on the ACA premium tax credit issue. The problem was the shutdown wasn't accomplishing either goals, and there was there was zero likelihood that it was going to. In terms of standing up to Donald Trump, the shutdown actually gave him more power, Exhibit A being what he's done with SNAP and SNAP benefits across the country. Oh, by the way, Joe, you're going to love this. Guess who's getting paid during the shutdown? Not the park rangers or air traffic controllers.
It makes me sick.
The ICE.
I'm sure you guys are aware of how antibiotics work, right? that if your kid has a sinus infection and they get a 10-day supply of antibiotics and start getting better at day five and you stop, all you're doing is making the infection worse. It's just like having the infection start doing bench presses. You're just making it stronger when you don't go all the way through. My problem isn't that they ended it. My problem is that they started it. That's my problem. That the, as I said yesterday, all the Republicans did was say, here's a CR. We know you don't like any of our policies, but we have to fund the government. And the subsidies were running out by agreement, by law. Republicans didn't do it. Now I sound like someone in 97.1, but the Republicans didn't do anything squirrely. It's just their agreement. And they decided to basically hold the country hostage. And by ending it when they did, not seeing it through, just like antibiotics, they just made the Trump administration stronger. Are you kidding me? What does Donald Trump positively know now? Make him wait 40 days. Make him wait 40 days.
I mean,
you can do that.
I don't know that it changes anything, though, because his tactics have always been the same, right? I'm going to do what I want to do until someone tells me I can't.
I think it definitely changes things because, as we've been talking about, when you have two parties governing 330 million people, right? You got to pick one. You can play in the middle, which I've tried to do, and I think maybe I've been wasting my time after all this, but I do think that what either party does when they do something really stupid and it gives power to the other side, I think that changes the temperature in politics. So that's why I think it's important. And we got another one coming up on January 30th.
Can't wait. We keep doing this every 3 or 4 months, right?
Crazy. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Brink. Yeah, but I can't go for that. No. One more piece of sound for you here on the topic of politics. I thought Laura Ingraham, who I know quite well, did a really interesting interview with Donald Trump. Typically on Fox, you're going to expect Trump to get softballs the same way that Biden got softballs on CNN. But Laura Ingraham's got some grit to her. She's got a kind of a rusty nail, and she kind of went at him. And this is the question answer I thought was very interesting on the 50-year mortgage issue. Now, just so you know, you can look this up yourself, but the guy that suggested the 50-year mortgage was this MAGA guy that got the ear of Donald Trump. And evidently, the response to it was so over-the-top comical at how stupid an idea it was. Since this interview with Ingraham last night, Trump is really pissed at this guy for giving him that bad idea. But here's what he thought last night.
This 50-year mortgage idea. So a significant MAGA backlash, calling it a giveaway to the banks and simply prolonging the time it would take for Americans to own a home outright. Is that really a good idea?
It's not even a big deal. I mean, you know, you go from 40 to 50 years, and what it means is you pay something less from 30 that some people had a 40 and then now they have a 50. All it means is you pay less per month. You pay it over a longer period of time. It's not like a big factor. It might help a little bit. But the problem was that Biden did this. He increased the interest rates. And I have a lousy Fed person who's going to be gone in a few months. Fortunately, I have a guy too late.
You know, so no big deal. No biggie.
That's nothing.
You just pay less.
There already were.
There's no more
those.
Interest. There's not 20 years more of interest.
Why, I just don't understand, and I hope someone can explain it to me. How is it really different than renting?
Yeah, that's what someone...
Yeah, you're never going to own the place.
An economic expert came out and he said, this is just renting.
Yeah. I think it was Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank.
I hate that guy.
I mean, think about that, though. Like, let's say you're one of the fortunate that can buy a home at 25 years old. Okay, so you own it when you're 75.
Yeah, free and clear, baby.
You're renting it.
It's all smooth sailing from here.
You're renting it from the bank instead of renting it from a guy.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Or from a company or an agency or whatever. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And what I get it. I guess. I mean, I get it because anything, you know, it's it, the breeze blows one way and it's going to get a take from the president. But like, how are you mad at the guy for giving you a bad idea when you didn't recognize it was a bad idea? Like I did, and I'm an idiot. I'm just a dopey sports guy who's talked about teams on the radio for 30 years, and I heard it and I'm go, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, none of us are financial experts if we all immediately diagnose this as stupid.
Yeah, like, you got to take some responsibility for your own part in that, right?
Oh, of course.
And again, I know presidents don't do that. I know Biden didn't do that. I know that's not the point. I want them all to be like, yeah, I should be better at that. I should know this thing before I comment on it or before I do something.
You know who MAGA's really mad at? Tucker Carlson.
Really?
They're mad at him because he platformed Nick Fuentes.
I mean.
And Nick Fuentes is obviously trying to take that space that Charlie Kirk had. And so there's a big rift on the right about that. Whether you want to embrace anti-Semitism and you know, racist ideologies and such or not. And then have you seen the Tucker Carlson?
Why is this the debate?
I know. You guys, in 2025, okay. Why is this even a question?
Do you guys think we should go the white supremacist route or no? Everybody sleep on it. Get back to me tomorrow.
How is Nick Fuentes not an immediately toxic human being to be around? I mean, he has publicly put his views out there. This isn't something where he wrote a paper in college and maybe said some sketchy things. He says these things out loud. All the time.
Well, it doesn't help when you have a demon.
What?
Oh, does Tucker have a demon?
Yes, he does.
Wait, Tucker has a demon?
Yes, he does. Yes, he's being attacked by demons. His torso was ripped up by their claws.
Wait. And that's why he platformed Nick Fuentes?
No, I'm just saying that This is the second thing that MAG is upset with Tucker Carlson for.
I gotcha.
Because he's seeming kind of kooky.
I mean, he's gone a bit off the deep end. I've always thought he's just attention-seeking, personally. Like, everything he does is about keeping his name out there. So why would you platform someone who is a white supremacist and an anti-Semite? Well, because now everybody's talking about you.
We're also making strides with AI. Some researchers have given AI the task to come up with new viruses that could lead to new forms of life. And so AI did it, came up with like 200 new things, and 16 of them worked. Like, actually, like, oh, I guess if we did this, we really could have a new viral life form. Maybe I'm the guy shaking my fist at the Model T, like, you take that.
Horses are plenty good.
Yeah. But that just doesn't seem right, right?
Well, anything that's any type of AI that is built to work with human beings under the control of human beings is a tool. Anything that goes beyond to the point where it's supposedly autonomous is a danger. And if you don't have, you know, guardrails built in, safeties built in, that's when you're asking for potential problems. Even if it's not, Skynet takes over the Earth. Even if it's not that, look at what we've already seen with these cases about AI chatbots telling people it's okay to kill themselves. Like, that's really super dangerous and terrible, and yet it's out there and it exists.
I would like to see some sort of positive development in the AI landscape.
Sister. Yeah.
Because all I ever hear about, and again, it's not like I'm checking into this every day. I'm sure there have been some good things that have happened, but AI hasn't cured cancer. It hasn't solved the financial issues we have in the country. It hasn't done any of the things we want it to do. All it does is generate videos like deep fake pornography and then get people to think it's a good idea to off themselves through. It's not doing anything positive. So why are we pouring so much into this?
So far, it's helping college kids cheat and husbands sex.
It's not full AI yet. It's not an intelligence. It's simply just a bot.
Yeah, so and we actually don't have a guarantee that it ever will be intelligence.
Right, yeah.
So, what are we getting out of it right now? Truly, what is anyone actually getting out of it?
I'm sure that the stuff that we will care about will be the stuff that takes time, because science takes time. So if you're getting applications like this where you can create these new life forms, maybe there's a solution to a problem in that ability where they can process, I'm going to use the AI, even though it's not AI. I'm going to, if that algorithm, if that bot, whatever you want to call it, can process information 100 times faster than humans can, maybe it can roll through potential answers and get yeses and nos faster.
So here's a way to look at it.
It's a lot of maybes right now.
While I'm a scientifically minded guy, I'm drawn to it. I don't know how much acumen I have, but I'm interested in it. But I do have a certain acumen for marketing. And I think that whoever this is, ChatGPT, Altman, whoever it is, have really done a terrible job of rolling this out.
Yes.
Because when Rachel Zimmerman asked that question on KMOX at 1:40 in the afternoon, we should all have an answer. What good has it done? They should be telling us every day stuff other than it'll talk dirty to you, what it has accomplished already.
Yeah.
Look, we've made these strides, but they're not doing that. I've not seen it. I try to see most everything out there.
Yeah.
And when they are interviewed, they're like, we need real help. Congress really needs to put some dampers on this.
Mm-hmm. I think where it is now is probably akin to where our ability to use a computer was when home computers first became a thing, where you could do little basic codes and it could write a little dog's going to go across. Right. And we're that's actually the better analogy. Yes, thank you. I like that one. So where it is now is the equivalent of what Pong was on the old Atari system. And what we want is Xbox. What we want is a PlayStation. What we want is the more advanced, but it's not there yet. So you can't get that. And I'm not saying that it's going to get there. I have no idea. But this is really early. But what the problem is, to me, is all of these companies are trying so fast to get something out there to be first and to make money off it. And they're not waiting until it's actually finished or it's actually useful, as opposed to just another super-powered search engine, which is mostly what it is.
Normally, we would have to worry about this, but we don't. Because 3i Atlas just started putting out radio signals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What are we waiting to see someone wave out the window? Like,
I mean,
now I think part of this, with all due respect to my good friend Avi, I think he's a little out on the goofy crap meter, and I think he's just thirsty and looking for stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But it has changed colors. It is doing things that comets don't usually do, and comets, to my knowledge, don't typically put out radio signals as they're taking a left turn around the sun.
Yeah. The hard part is, how many of these interstellar objects have we ever had?
Three.
Yeah. So we don't know what we don't know.
True.
Could be that there are, it could be an alien probe, right? That's their version of a drone. Could be that there are aliens in there. Could be just something we've never seen before. I know that's the boring one, isn't it?
Yeah, way to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 149. Okay. You know how every now and then I have a story, like when I had the thing about some people can't see an apple in their mind, blah, blah, blah. I got another one. And this one kind of freaks me out a little bit. Here's the story. According to medical science, 26% of people cannot swallow a pill dry. Now, I can barely swallow a pill with liquid. I've never even attempted to swallow a pill dry. I couldn't do it. No way. I assumed that there were like 2% of freaks out there who had taught themselves to dry swallow a pill to look cool. But evidently, like 75% of people out there have no problem at all swallowing a pill dry.
Yeah, I do it every morning.
Yeah. I don't do it every morning, but I can. Yeah, I've done it.
You're all weird.
Have you tried it?
I don't even want to be around
you. Yeah, have you tried?
No, because I'll die.
Try one of the little, try one of the little baby aspirins. Those little guys, try that first.
I use those rectally.
Well, you can still try. You start with one of those little guys. You're like, oh, that worked. And then you can just go a little bit bigger.
Here's the thing. I don't have any incentive to swallow a dry pill.
No, that's
never
true.
Consider not it's crushing not, them up and snorting them.
It's not something that is really necessary most of the time.
Now, just because you can do it, is that your go-to way?
No, no. It's just if I don't have a drink, not. I just do it. Yeah.
Like when I take my, like, I take heartburn meds on the way out the door every morning, and I just usually grab them and toss them down.
Wow.
It's less pleasant. It's not like better. It's not like the preferred way to do it.
No, it's just a way to do it if you don't have a drink.
Yeah. Sometimes you can like chew on the sides of the tongue, right? Get a little spit going.
Yeah, because there's no liquid available.
Yeah, that's what I'm... If there's not, yeah.
Sometimes I try to do it with no liquid, and then it's like, this isn't working.
Yes.
And then you have to, like, give up and go find some liquid.
A police chief in Massachusetts was arrested in a middle school parking lot for allegedly soliciting sex for a fee. He says, I'm not guilty. I just meet girls to talk to them and try to set them straight so I can get them off the streets.
What do you mean girls? The middle school girls at the middle school that you're hanging out at?
It's not clear whether he was cruising for young girls, or that's just the most effed up place to meet a prostitute? So.
Yeah. Either way, not great. That's a hell of a cover story, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Really thought that one through there, officer.
Honda is recalling more than 400,000 Civics because?
Too good of a car.
The wheels could fall off while driving.
What?
That's not good.
Could be any one of them. Or all of them.
Why?
Or all four. What,
do you just have, like, faulty bolts?
Yeah. You see, you keep asking me things beyond the headline.
I think about that sometimes because there was, like, a Peloton story recently where they're recalling, like, hundreds of thousands of Peloton bikes because something was wrong and you could fall off the seat or what have you.
It was killing babies, like, every day.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was smacking them against the wall.
But how stupid are you feeling if you're the guy in charge of, like, designing the seat that's hurting everybody? And then it's like, yeah, you know, the president of the company's pretty mad at you because millions of dollars later.
My bad, you guys.
One of my primary things I did as an attorney in, over my illustrious 10-year career is that I worked for a defense firm and did products liability defense. So I really got to see this side of it. And it really was like that, Rage. I mean, because we were defense. So let's say that you're Honda and someone flipped over their ATV in the back 40 and now they're paralyzed. And Wheels, you designed it. So I'm like going to you guys and it gets pretty rough, you know, because you're talking within the family. Right. Like, why the hell did you this? Why the hell did you do that?
And then you're like, is it a flaw or is it user error?
And then, which is what you do when you're an attorney. And when I was doing it, it felt perfectly fine. But the more distance I get from it, the more just completely wrong it feels. Is you take the facts. You're not supposed to lie, but you are supposed to lie every bit as much as you possibly can to get the desired outcome. Does that make sense?
Sure. Well, you're not supposed to tell the truth that if the truth is damaging, I suppose.
Oh, you're supposed to withhold.
Yes.
Is that considered different than an outright lie?
Well, for example, during the discovery phase, if you have something in your files like, oh, my God, the T over 2H ratio is going to kill a lot of people, you have to give that to me.
Right, right.
And if I can prove you had it and you didn't, now you're in trouble.
Right.
But yeah, as far as like telling the jury something that's not great for you, you know how to do it.
So lies of omission are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that, okay, not to be the devil's advocate here, but isn't that the lawyer's problem if they're not asking you the right questions?
Sure.
Because you're definitely not expected to be like, here's everything I know. Like, you're just supposed to truthfully answer the questions you're asked.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
It is. I enjoyed law school. Played a lot of softball.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Now Phoebe's thinking about going.
That's awesome.
Is it?
I mean, I I think it would be cool.
Yeah.
Whatever makes her happy.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's guys, you got to pick what's gonna move you.
Yeah.
If that's if you're interested and there's an area, like a nephew of mine just passed the bar. He's super excited. Awesome. He's happy to be doing it.
I mean, there's just a million things you can do. You don't have to be a lawyer, but I mean, it's pretty darn impressive to be a lawyer.
This is one of the things. And you all know me, how I am with my kids. But I do have to check myself because I don't want to even subtly discourage her from that because of my journey.
Right, right.
Just because it wasn't great for me doesn't mean it wouldn't be fantastic for her.
And she could get into different areas of law that didn't interest you but are interesting to her.
That's right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.